我们能够爱主是一件很稀奇的事情。
For it is a marvelous thing that we know to love God.
我们很难去爱我们从来没有见过的一位。
For it is rather difficult to love someone that we have never seen.
但是今天我们虽然没有见过他，我们确实爱他。
But even though today we have not seen him, we do love him.
圣经告诉我们说，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们。
And in the Bible it says that it is not us who love God first, but he first loved us.
我们爱是因为神先爱了我们。
We love because God first loved us.
是一个极大的恩典临到我们的身上。
But this is a marvelous grace that has come to us.
叫我们能够爱神。
So that we can love God.
这个大的恩典叫我们能够愿意说主啊我愿意更多的爱你
For this great grace that we learn that we can love the Lord more
早今天我们在这里一同交通一个题目叫做爱的呼召
Today's topic is the calling of love
我们特别看见好几次我们的主向彼得发出呼召
And then we through the experience of Peter we could see how God have his callings for him
在马太福音第四章18节到第20节
In Matthew chapter 4, 18 through 20
我们一起来读一下
Let's read
耶稣在加利利海边行走看见弟兄二人就是那称呼彼得的西门和他兄弟安德烈在海里撒网他们本是打鱼的耶稣对他们说来跟从我我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样
Immediately, they left their nets and followed him. 跟从了他。
我们看见在这里，主耶稣在加利利海边行走。
And then here we see how Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee.
那这一个兄弟两个人本来他们就是打鱼的。
And then we saw these two brothers, they were fishermen.
他们在海里撒网。
And then when they're casting the nets onto the sea,
那天神的儿子来到那里。
And that one day the Son of God came there.
这个恩典来到了那里。
And then it is the day the grace came.
他们本来有自己的生活。
And originally the two brothers had their own life.
在世界里面他们是撒网打鱼的。
And in the world there were fishermen who were casting the nets.
那天这位天上的神来到地上。
But that one day this God came to this land.
就好像使徒约翰说看啊神的羔羊。
Just like John the Baptist said, Behold the Lamb of God. And yes, this is the Lamb of God who is going to take on the people's sin. And this is the Lamb of God who is going to walk on this land. And when John the Baptist was calling, then his disciples became disciples of Christ.
在这里我们的主在那里行走。
And here we see that Jesus was walking.
来寻找他们。
Walking to find his followers.
主向他们说来跟从我。
And here Jesus says, follow me.
这个呼召好像非常的简单。
And this calling is a simple calling.
来跟从我。
Come and follow me.
弟兄姊妹，当主在这里发出呼召的时候
，Here when Jesus is calling to us，
这是一个爱的呼召
，And this is a calling of love。
原本彼得、安德烈他们活在世界的里面
，Originally Peter and Andrew they were living in the world。
在世界当中是没有指望、没有神的
，And in this world there's no hope and there's no God。
我们所有的努力、所有的经营，不过是为着短暂的。
For all of our hard work is only for the temporary things.
他们为着养生糊口。
And they were only working for their life.
他们也需要花很多的力气。
And yes, they have to work really hard to get something.
有一个呼召。
And now there is this calling.
领导他们。
This calling that came upon them.
来跟从我。
And said, come and follow me.
当主在呼召人的时候。
Now when Jesus is calling us.
他的呼召也带着他的使命。
His calling is with a commission.
所以人家讲 calling and vocation, 他的呼召跟他的使命一同临到彼得安德烈的身上。
So it is a calling and also a vacation where we will get a vacation from his calling.
我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
And he says, I will make you fishers of men.
今天有一个呼召若是临到我们身上
Today there is this vacation and calling that came upon us
这是一个很大的事情
And this is a great thing
是这位天上的神
For this God in heaven
他竟然来向我们显现
And now he come and reveals himself to us
他竟然呼召我们
and he is calling upon us
然后把他的心意托付在我们的身上
so that we could receive his commission
哦，当我们认识这个呼召是一个何等大的恩典
now it is a very gracious deed if we could understand this vacation
这也是一个极大的祝福
for this is also a great blessing as well
我们看见这对兄弟他们的反应
So we see of the reaction of these two brothers.
讲到说他们就立刻舍了网跟从了他。
He says immediately they left their nets and followed him.
主耶稣的呼召是来跟从我。
And Jesus called them and said, come and follow me.
今天我们若要真的跟从耶稣。
So today if we truly want to follow Christ,
必定有所舍弃。
Then there is something we have to leave behind.
今天我们有许许多多世界的残累
And today we are bounded by a lot of earthly things
有许许多多我们老旧生命的残累
And if we are bounded by our old life
那是一个荣耀的呼召临到我们身上
But now if this gracious calling come up on us
来跟从我
Says come and follow me
有一个有福的回应
And if we have these reactions
他们立刻舍了网
Then you would leave your net immediately.
所以我们也觉得很稀奇。
So this is truly marvelous.
这是他们跟随主的一个开头。
For this is the beginning of the following.
这位荣耀的主向他们显现。
When this glorious God revealed himself to them,
他们立刻舍了网。
They immediately left their net.
但是我们等一下要读主不是一次向彼得呼召。
But then now later on we will learn that God calls us many times.
彼得也不是一生就是这么从头到尾那么绝对完完全全的就为主摆上
And Peter also has turned back and forth to work and turn his back on the Lord
他有很多起起伏伏
For there is ups and downs for even Peter
但是我们的主他的选召是没有后悔的
But then our Lord Jesus Christ has never given up on him
他向神的那个心愿也是主所纪念的
And then Peter's heart to work the Lord is also remembered by the Lord.
常常从彼得的身上，我们得着一点安慰，得着一点激励。
So that through the experience of Peter, we could receive encouragement as well.
因为我们常常在跟随主的路上也是跌跌爬爬的。
We know that our life, a pathway of following the Christ, is also has ups and downs.
但是主实在看见我们的内心。
But then the Lord knows our hearts.
当我们向他说，主，我愿意更爱你。
And when we say that we are willing to love him even more.
我们真的从心里面愿意更爱主。
And when we truly, from our heart, want to love him more.
但是多少时候我们仍然违背了主的命令。
But even that, at times, we still refuse his order.
多少时候我们也经历退后软弱。
And at times, we became weak and we back off.
但是主纪念我们的心。
But then, the Lord knows of our heart.
他的呼召不停止。
And his calling will never cease.
我们在路加福音第五章
Now let's turn to Luke chapter 5
我们读一下第一节到第五节
Luke chapter 5, 1 through 5
耶稣站在格尼撒勒湖边众人拥挤他要听神的道他见有两只船关在湖边打鱼的人却离开船去往去了有一只船是西门的耶稣就上去请他把船撑开稍微离岸就坐下从船上教训众人讲完了对西门说把船开到水深处下网打鱼
Simon answered and said, Master, we worked hard all night and caught nothing, but I will do as you say and let down the net.
我就下网。好，在这边我们看见他们整夜劳力并没有打着什么。
In here we said that they worked hard all night but caught nothing.
我们知道彼得他是一个有经验的老渔夫啊。
For we know that Peter was an experienced fisherman.
他在那个格利萨勒湖就是加利利海他们是非常熟悉的
And the Sea of Galilee or this lake is some place where Peter was very familiar with
所以如果说这个有经验的老渔夫他整夜劳力都没打到什么
So for an experienced fisherman spending working hard all night and caught nothing
那今天耶稣来到这里
Just like today Christ is here
主耶稣他是什么职业的
And what is the occupation of Jesus?
他过去是一个木匠家里长大的。
For he was a carpenter.
他不是一个打鱼的。
And he was not a fisherman.
但是主告诉他说，把 船开到水深之处，下网打鱼。
But then Jesus said to Peter, said, "Put out into the deep water and let down your net."
常常我们认识到开到水深之处。
So when we put out into the deep water,
常常让我们知道说，在我们属灵的生命里面，需要进到更深之处。
Just like in our spiritual life, we have to go on further and deeper.
主把生命给我们，他要给的更丰盛。
So that when Christ gives us His life, He wants us to receive it abundantly.
圣灵启示开启我们，还要开启的更深更透彻。
So that when we are touched by the Spirit, we want to be touched abundantly.
我们经历主常常一点点，但是呢。主要带我们到水深之处。
And even though at times we only touch on him a little bit, but the Lord wants to lead us into the deep water.
彼得在这里，他实在有一个非常好的一个表现。
So here, Simon Peter has a great reaction.
讲到一个很重要的原则。
And there is this one principle that we have to learn.
经历更深。
It's so that we could experience more.
我们需要有一个顺服的心。
And in order to do that, we have to be disciplined.
彼得是一个有经验的渔夫。
For Simon Peter is an experienced fisherman. 他说我们
整夜劳力没有打着什么。
And he said, we work hard all night and caught nothing.
下面他讲说，但依从你的话。
But then he said, I will do as you say.
我就下网。
And let down the net.
这是一个何等蒙福的态度。
And how blessed is this attitude?
今天若是主对我们有一点的要求。
So now today, if the Lord is asked of us for something,
或是有一点的吩咐,
or maybe he has a request,
那在这些要求和吩咐里面，跟我们的习惯，跟我们所受的栽培训练，过去我们所知道的，有的时候不太一样的。
And maybe this request from the Lord does not match really well with your coming or your culture.
但是我们愿不愿意说主啊，但依着你的话我们就顺服。
But now, are you willing to say, but I will do as you say?
这是一个非常蒙福的态度。
For this is a very blessed attitude.
第六到第八节。
And from 6 to 8,
我们一起来读。
Let's read.
他们下了网,
they had done this,
就圈住许多鱼, 网险些裂开, 便招呼那只船上的同伴来帮助, 他们就来把鱼抓满了两只船, 甚至船要沉下去。西门彼得看见，就匍匐在耶稣膝前，说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”在那一天，他们都看见了一个很大的神迹。
And at one this day, they saw of this great miracle.
一夜劳力没有打着什么。
For they work hard all night and caught nothing.
但是呢，照着主的话把网撒下去。
But now once they follow Jesus' command and cast the net,
圈住了许多的鱼，网都险些裂开。
And now they endured a great quantity of fish, and their nets began to break.
那一天在一起的人，他们都看见了这个神迹。
And on that one day, everyone around saw this miracle.
今天若是我们看见主在这里当众行了这么大的一个神迹。
So now today, if this miracle happened among us,
我想一般人讲那主太宝贵了。
Then I think everyone will say how precious this is.
好好的跟随主。
And how we should follow Christ.
我有任何的需要，主都会供应。
For whatever I need, Jesus will supply.
我有什么疾病，主一定能够医治。
And whatever sickness I had, Jesus would heal.
哇，众人可能真的是要赞美他，真的是这位全能的主。
And yes, maybe all the people will praise the Lord.
但是我们看见彼得的反应很特别。
But then now we see it of the reaction of Peter.
当众人看见了一个神迹，
Now when everyone thought of this miracle,
彼得呢，他却说什么呢？
But then what did Peter say?
离开我，我是个罪人。
And Peter said to the Lord, Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man.
今天若是主在我们中间，他能够行这么大的神迹。
So let's just imagine that if the Lord give us this miracle today,
把我们里面多欢喜。
And in us, it would be joy.
我们每一个人都有好多的需要。
For we have all different needs.
我们需要主来帮助我们。
And we need the Lord to help us.
在世界上来捕鱼也真不容易啊。
But then it is difficult to be fishers in this world.
那找一个工作也不容易。
And it is hard to find a job.
我们家老大他说，他们同学去年毕业的到现在有工作的极少数啊。
And my oldest daughter told me that as she graduated last year from college, it is only a small number of her classmates that got a job. And today, if the Lord could help us, and if I could cast out the nets and all of a sudden receive a net full of fish, but that one day, Peter was truly blessed. For he did not only see the miracle, but then he met this Lord. For this Lord is holy and is just. For this Lord is the Almighty God. So when Peter thought of this miracle, he said, "Go away from me, Lord." Because Peter saw himself as a sinful man. Because when this sinful man now before the holy Lord, he is nothing. For here we see that Peter is a blessed man. And at times, we see of this great blessing that we have received. And we may come boldly to this gracious throne. And we could come and draw close to our Lord.
但是弟兄姊妹,
But brothers and sisters, if you truly know this God, then you would have this respectful mind.
这是非常蒙福的。
Because we are truly blessed.
今天不是我们大摇大摆, 我们坦然无惧, 我们知道我们可以来到神的面前,
now that when we come boldly to work our Lord,
哦, 我们里面就没有那个敬畏的心,
if we have not this respectful heart,
今天我们若是认识这位全能的神,
but now if we truly know this Almighty God,
我们发现一件很特别的事情,
then we would know of this one really special thing.
真正的敬畏神,
is that when we truly respect the Lord.
敬畏神的意思就是怕神,
and then in other words, it said when we fear the Lord.
Fear God, 我们真的怕神了,
now when we fear God,
但是这个真正的怕神, 跟一般人讲的说我怕你, 我怕谁, 那是完全不一样的。
But this fear that we have toward our Lord is not the same when we say we fear of someone else.
孩子怕父母, 他会远离父母。
Just like when a child is fear of the parents, they would keep their distance.
员工怕老板, 他会远离这个老板。
Just like in an employer, when they're fear of the employee fear of the employer, they would keep their distance.
但是我们敬畏神的时候,
but now when we fear God,
却让我们更加的亲近神。
It draws us even closer to God. Now, if you do not have this heart of fear, then you actually have a great distance among you. Now, how marvelous is this?
当彼得说,主啊,
when Peter said, "Go away from me, Lord."
我是个罪人,
for I am a sinful man.
他看见自己的不配,
for Peter see of his sins,
他却是遇见了这位行神迹的主,
and his unworthiness to work this holy God.
我们渴望与我们的主来相会,
now we also long to meet our Lord.
但是我们真正遇见主的时候,
but now when we meet our Lord,
我们常常像彼得一样,
many times we are just like Peter.
And
in the light of the Spirit, we see it of our own
unworthiness.
And we have to say that I am only
a sinful man.
And how unworthy we are.
但另外一面,
now on the other hand, we experience the great love of God. That He has already forgiven us of all of our sins. And then He comes and embrace us. And He loves it when we come to Him.
第9节到第11节,
and 9 through 11,
他和一切同在的人都惊讶这一网所打的鱼，他的伙伴西米和儿子雅各、约翰也是这样。
And also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not fear. Now on you will catch a man." When they had brought the boat to land, they left everything and followed Him.
这位荣耀的主向他显现,
for this glorious God reveals Himself to them. And there is this glorious calling that has come upon the man.
So that
they are willing to leave everything and follow Christ.
耶稣对西门说, 不要怕, 从今以后, and
Jesus said to Simon, do not fear, from now on you will be catching men.
I think
at that time Peter did not know what would happen next.
但是当我们读到使徒行传,
but now when we get into the books of Acts,
当彼得站起来, 在那里传扬福音,
and when Peter stood up and started preaching the gospel,
3,000人, 5,000人得救,
3,000 people, 5,000 people get saved.
彼得怎么样到哥林流的家里面, 把福音传向外邦人去,
and how Peter spread the gospel to the Gentiles.
神使用他,
so how God has used him.
他成为一个得人的渔夫,
and he has now become a catcher, a fisher of men.
我们很快来到约翰福音的第21章,
so quickly, now we come to John chapter 21.
这是约翰福音的最后一章,
but this is the last chapter of the Gospel of John.
我们也很熟悉在这一章之前,
and then we already know that what happened before this chapter.
是的,我们都知道,
so we know how Peter has already refused God three times. And originally, Peter was full of faith for himself. But now, as Jesus got onto the pathway of Christ, the cross,
主告诉他们说他要怎么受死,
and when Jesus told them how he is going to be killed,
他怎么样要被钉十字架,
and how he is going to be suffered and put onto the cross,
在人看这是一个非常可怕的事情,
and then in people's mind, this is a fearful thing.
彼得他那里很有把握, 别人都会跌倒,
but then,
纵使别人都跌倒, 我总不会跌倒,
but then at that time, Peter believes in himself and said, if everyone falls, I will not fall. And then we just saw how he left everything and chose to follow Christ.
在3年半的里面,他也看见主的说话行事都满了大能,
and then in through these 3.5 years, how he has seen and experienced Christ's strength and power.
从他的里面,他是从自己里面是那么确定说他一定跟从主到底的,
and I'm sure Peter was telling himself that he would follow Christ no matter what. So now when the guards come capture Jesus,
彼得也很勇敢,
and at that time Peter took out his sword and took out the ear of Malchus.
但是我们也看见彼得,
but even after all that, we still saw that how Peter refused God three times.
可能彼得他自己都不然没办法相信, 也没有办法原谅他自己,
and maybe it is something that Peter cannot believe and he cannot forgive himself of.
当主耶稣回头看彼得的时候,
so now when Jesus turned his head and saw Peter,
圣经说彼得他就出去痛哭,
and in the Bible it said, then Peter ran out and wept.
主的眼目里面, 我想并不是在责备他,
because, but I believe that when Jesus looked at Peter, Jesus did not have the eyesight of a punishment.
主对那些钉他十字架的人都说父啊, 赦免他们,
and
因为他们所做的, 他们不知道,
and even for the people that are persecuted Christ, Christ who said, forgive them, for they did not know what they were doing.
主的眼光里面带着何等爱的挽回,
so now in Jesus' mind, he is still in the restoring of love.
我们看见主耶稣复活,
so now that we see Jesus are resurrected,
主也曾经向门徒们显现,
and how Jesus revealed himself to his disciples.
但是彼得他还没有真正的来认识,来得着这位复活的主,
but at that time, Peter still has not completely received Christ.
好像主一下显现,一下又没有了,
just like at time Jesus would show up and at time Jesus would disappear.
西门彼得对他们说, 我打鱼去,
so Simon Peter said to them, I am going fishing.
他们说, 我们也和你同去,
and then they said to him, we will also come with you.
这个彼得好像天生就是一个领袖,
just like how Peter was naturally born a leader.
他要回去打鱼,
for he is going fishing.
他的一些同伴呢, 我们也打鱼去,
so that his fellow man said, I will come with you.
同样的事又发生了，这边怎么讲，在21章第3节说，那一夜并没有打着什么。
And the same thing happened again in John chapter 21:3, it said that night they caught nothing.
我们把第四节到第七节一起读一下。
So let's read from 4 through 7. But when the day was now breaking, Jesus stood on the sea. Yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them,
"Small
children, do you not have any fish to eat?"
They answered him,
"No."
Jesus said, "You put your net on the right side of the boat,
and you will find a catch." So they cast
out,
and then they were not able to hold it in because of the great
crowd.耶稣所爱的那门徒对彼得说：“是主。”那
是
西门彼得自责，身子一听见是主，就束上一件外衣，倒在海里。我想，当这件事发生的时候
，I think that when this thing happened，
对彼得来讲是一个那么大的提醒。
And when this happened, it make Peter remember of something.
他经历过。
For he has experienced this before.
他们那时候怎么样，整夜劳力都没有打着什么。
And how at that one time they were working hard all night and caught nothing.
他那么清楚主当时候跟他所说的话。
And how he clearly remembered what Christ told him that time.
把船开到水深之处。
He said, put out into the deep water.
主说在这里下网。
He said, then cast your net.
他经历过他依从了主的话。
And Peter has experienced how when he followed Christ's word,
网了那么多的鱼，网都险些裂开。
Then he would have this net full of fish that the net is breaking.
在这个时候，他们回去打鱼。
And now at this time, they went out to fishing again.
过去中间一段时间，他们撇下一切在这里跟随主。
And in this time period, they left everything and followed Christ.
但是现在他们不知道到哪里去找主。
But now they don't know where to find Christ anymore.
主要显现，主就出现了。
So now, when Jesus reveals himself, then they see him again.
主没显现的时候，他不知道到哪里去找主。
But now, when Jesus doesn't reveal himself, they don't know how to find him.
他们回到打鱼的生活当中。
So now they could only go back to their life of fishing.
他又经历到。劳力打不着什么。
And now how he experienced again that he would work hard and catch nothing.
哇，主的恩典何等的大。
And now how graceful is the Lord.
在这边他的大爱要把彼得挽回来。
And here he wants to restore Peter.
也许他也灰心，他也失望，他可能对自己都失望。
And maybe Peter has become discouraged and lose heart of himself.
我怎么会三次不认主？
And he says, how can I refuse the Lord 3 times?
我怎么会在小使女面前表现得这个样子？
And how can I be acting like this?
但是主没有放过彼得。
But then the Lord has never given up on Peter.
当他们网起这么多的鱼，竟拉不上来。
And now when they cast the net, and how the net is full of fish.
然后主所爱的门徒，使徒约翰。
And how this disciple that Jesus loved,
他认出说是主。
And now he has recognized that and said, "It is the Lord."
我相信在这个时候，彼得他里面有个很大的震撼。
So I think at that time, Peter was shocked.
是的，在当时候，曾经他遇见这位行神迹的主。
And yes, this is the Lord that he has seen and done great work with.
这位主他仍然是这位行神迹的主。
And this Lord is still the same marvelous Lord.
没有忘记彼得。
For this Lord has not forgotten Peter.
没有放弃他们。
And he has not given up on him.
主的大爱在这里挽回他们。
And how his great love is still restoring Peter.
彼得赤着身体，他束上外衣就跳在海里。
So then Peter put on his outer garment and threw himself into the sea.
我们看见主在这里挽回他。
And here we see how Christ restored Peter.
主在这里也把一个他心中极深的托付要托在彼得的身上。
And here how the Lord is going to give and assign this work to Peter.
我们读一下21章15到第17节。
And now let's read John chapter 21, 15 and 16.
他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门，
Son of John,
你爱我比这些更深吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣对他说：“你喂养我的小羊。”耶稣第二次又对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？” 彼得说
he said to him,
主啊
yes, Lord,
是的你知道我爱你
he said to him,
耶稣说
him,
你牧养我的羊第三次对他说
he said to him,
约翰的儿子
Simon,
西门
son of John,
你爱我吗
do you love me?
彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说
time,
你爱我吗就忧愁对耶稣说
Lord,
主啊你无所不知的
you know
你知道我爱你耶稣说
said to him,
你喂养我的羊我们知道主前两次讲说你爱我吗主用的爱是一个神圣的爱
So the first two times when Jesus asked him Do you love me? This love is the love of holiness
但是彼得的回答他是用友情的爱彼得用的那个字是一个友情的爱
Oh, but then the love that Peter used is a love of friendship
到第三次呢主也用这个友情的爱来问他
And then now on the third time when Jesus says Do you love me? This is the love of friendship
彼得第三次因为主对他说你爱我吗就忧愁对耶稣说主啊你是无所不知的你知道我爱你
So on the third time Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time Do you love me? And he said to him Lord you know all things
主把一个牧养的托付托在彼得的身上
For now Jesus has entrusted this shepherd to Peter
第一次跟他讲说你喂养我的小羊
So when the first time Jesus told him to tend my lamb
第二次说你牧养我的羊
And the second time he said shepherd my sheep
第三次又讲说你喂养我的羊
And then the third time he said tend my sheep
这些羊讲到在羊圈里面是神所付了代价所买回来的
For these lambs and sheep are the ones that Jesus has laid down his life for
那这些羊呢是需要被牧养的
And all these lambs and sheep needed to be shepherded
所以我们在最后约翰福音的最后一章到了最后面主耶稣他把这么重要的一个他心中所挂念这么重要一个对教会的事情托在彼得的身上
So now at the very end of the book of John Jesus has entrusted this great commission to Peter to ask him to shepherd his sheep
那我们也真的知道要牧养其实是非常非常需要付代价的
And we also understand that it is rather difficult to shepherd it takes a lot of sacrifice
我们愿意服侍主
NowAre you willing to serve the Lord?
感谢主，我们愿意做很多的事情。
And praise the Lord, we are willing to do a lot of things.
那在这边，主告诉彼得一件事情：你要喂养我的小羊，你要牧养我的羊，你要喂养我的羊。
But here, Jesus told Peter this one thing: You have to tend my lambs, shepherd my sheep, and tend my sheep.
主需要把他的爱充满在彼得的里面。
For Jesus has to fill Peter with love.
彼得你爱我吗
And ask him, Peter, do you love me?
你爱我吗
Do you love me?
你爱我吗
Do you love me?
弟兄姊妹每一次当主在这样问的时候
So brothers and sisters, every time when the Lord asks you the same questions
主要把更多的爱充满在彼得的里面
For that, Jesus wants to fill Peter with even more of his love
我们天然的里面没有真实的爱
For in our natural life, we do not have true love
但是当主把他的爱充满在我们的里面
But now when Jesus wants to fill us with his love
这个爱是永远的爱
For this love is the eternal love
这是爱是神圣的爱
For this is the holy love
这个爱是牺牲的爱
And this love is the love of sacrifice
我们的主他永远的爱爱了我们
And yes, the Lord has eternally loved us
当主说你爱我吗
When Jesus asked us, do you love me?
弟兄姊妹我们来到主的面前
So brothers and sisters, when we come to work the Lord
我们也像彼得一样
and how we should be like Peter
我们也会忧愁
and we would be grieved
我们想想我们对主的爱
and we would think about the love that we have for our Lord
那么的少
is so little
常常我们的人是客变十番的
for people are always turning back and forth
但是我们愿意说主啊愿你更多的爱我
but now are we willing to say and say Lord love me more
愿你把你的爱充满在我的里面
and so that we would be filled completely with your love
我的爱是不可靠的
for my love is unworthy
但是你的爱是永远的爱
but your love is eternal
不是我能够爱你
And it is not how I can love you,
是你爱了我,
but how you love me.
好，我们需要来到主的面前,
and how we have to come before the Lord.
来接受他的爱,
to receive His love.
来相信他的爱,
to entrust in His love.
让他的爱来充满在我们的里面,
so that we can be filled with His love.
我们感谢主，当主把这个牧养
So we praise the Lord how He has given Peter the commission to shepherd His sheep.
今天我们也看见其实彼得是一个代表。
So today we could see that how Peter is a representative.
主要把这个托付托在每一个神儿女的身上。
And how the Lord is giving the commission to every one of His child.
要牧养需要主的爱充满在里面。
In order to tend and to shepherd, you have to first be filled with His love.
前一阵子听见有一个姊妹，她在这个婚姻当中呢遇到非常大的难处。
And sometimes ago, I heard from these sisters when she was getting married, how she was facing a great difficulty.
然后她跟我讲说，有另外一个姊妹，她说这三年来每一天都跟她打电话一起祷告。
And how she told me there was another sister that would call her every day for the past 3 years. And
pray
for her. And to lead her out of her difficulty. And then when I heard this, I was deeply touched. For this shepherd and tending takes great love.
每一天,
every day.
在祷告中彼此纪念,
every day in their prayers, they would remember each other.
今天你真的要栽培扶持，要牧养一个人。
So today, if you truly want to shepherd someone,
有很多的做家长的，当他们孩子到了teenager的时候，他们说我稍微了解了一点。
Just like when the parents, when the child become teenagers, they would start to understand.
他说你不知道这做父母对孩子的那个付出，那个摆上有多少啊？
And at that time, they would understand how much they have to put up to shepherd their own child.
但是你遇到这个孩子，他在发脾气的时候，就晓得说，哦，这要把他们带大，真是不容易啊。
And then how the parents would say, when the teenage kids are in great temper, it is not easy to deal with.
很多时候你所付出的并不是照着你所想象的，你就会有一样的回报的。
And at times, whatever you put out doesn't mean that you would receive the same.
但是感谢主，主把一个爱充满在我们的里面。
But praise the Lord, now we can be filled by His love.
所有的牧养的工作做在主的身上。
Just like how all of this work of shepherding is the work of the Lord.
当我们在带我们的孩子,
now when we are bringing up our own child,
我们是认识到说这些是神所赐的产业,
then we would know that they are the God-given properties.
我们为他们祷告,
now when we pray for them,
我们盼把他们带到主的面前,
and we ask that we could bring them to work the Lord.
很多家长都经历是的, 孩子们有一段过程,
and then a lot of parents would confess that maybe at one time,
但是我们的爱是从主那里来的,
but we have to remember that our love comes from the Lord.
不住地为他们祷告,
and then we would pray for our children unceasingly,
到有一天他们被主得着了,
until one day when they are received by Christ,
他们遇见了主,
and when they see the Lord,
生命有了大的改变,
then now their life will start to change,
我们里面就充满了喜乐,
and then now in us is full of joy.
上礼拜听到一个弟兄, 他讲到他的儿子,
last week I heard from a brother when he talked about his son.
他的儿子到了美国来以后，没有多久，他就把他带到教会里面。
And then not long until his son came to the States, he took his son to the church.
他儿子就信主了。
And then his son became a believer of Christ.
生命有了一个很大的改变。
And then his life started changing.
常常他儿子来参加祷告聚会啊。
Now, at many times when his son comes to the prayer group,
就我们在祷告的时候怎么搞的, 他儿子稀稀疏疏的。
Now, at times, we won't know what the son is doing.
我们就问他你是过敏啊, 鼻子过敏还是怎么样?
And then because the son would always, so we'll ask him, are you in allergy?
后来才发现他儿子, 哇, 因为太感动了, 哇, 一直在那里流泪哦。
Then later on we find out that it was because the son was deeply touched, he was crying and weeping.
后来他的爸爸才告诉我们, 他儿子原本啊, 是什么样的一个孩子。
Then later on the father told us how his son was before.
And
how when he was at school, he had a group of followers.
And
how he would bring up fights with the teachers.
And
then at that place, he has nowhere else to go.
And then
The father saw of his son in that situation. There's nothing else he could do, so he brought his son to the States. But praise the Lord, now the son has met Christ.
And
today, if you see of this son, it is unbelievable how he was before. So now we praise the Lord. So we ask the Lord to fill us with His love. Just like how the parents need this love to shepherd their own child. Just like how in a church, how a lot of people have to rise up and receive this commission to shepherd the lambs. And in order to shepherd, you have to pay the price. I remember that there was one time I was waken up by a phone call at 4 a.m.
有一位他有需要，他打电话来的时候呢，他说你还没起来啊。
And there is someone was in need, and he called and said, "You're not up yet."
有一次是半夜1点半钟。
And then there was one time, I remember, it was 1:30 a.m. I received a phone call. It was someone in need. And he said, "You are sleeping already."
兄姊妹，今天当我们遇见有很多不同的需要的人，
So, brothers and sisters, there's a lot of people that are in need around us. So we ask the Lord that we could be filled with His love. For today, the Lord has this great vacation. Not only is the vacation given to Peter, but also He wants this vacation for every one of His
children.
So He would then first ask us, "Do you love me?" So now if we truly love the Lord, then we would love the Lamb. Now if we truly love the Lord, then we would love our peers. For this shepherdship is given to every one of His child. Now we know that if we are willing to shepherd, that we have to be willing to pay the price. Now a lot of times you cannot reason with them. And at many times there's no return. For today, everything we do is because we were first loved by the Lord. In 21:18-19.
我实实在在地告诉你，你年少的时候，你束上带你的随意往来，但年老的时候，你要把你束上带你到别人去的地方。耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样荣耀神，说了这话就对他说：“跟从我吧。”
For the last calling to Peter is to follow me. Now just like how in the beginning, his first calling to Peter is, "Come and follow me."
And
in the beginning, Peter was strong.
So
Peter left his net and he left everything and he followed Christ. But now, thank the Lord, Peter also went through ups and downs. Just like how when we experience a life, we also would have ups and downs. But our Lord has never and would never given up on us. And until the end, he is still calling on Peter. And he said to Peter, "Follow me." So now Peter followed Christ. So at the end, Peter did not think that he was worthy enough to be on the cross, just like Christ.
说把我倒过来钉十字架。
So that Peter asked the people to crucify him upside down.
他为主殉道。
So that he would die for Christ.
在后面我们看见他们怎么样的为主来站住，为主付上一切的代价。
And here we could see that how Peter is willing to pay the ultimate sacrifice.
这些何等激励我们的心。
And how these would serve as encouragement to us.
但是我们真知道不是彼得他有多伟大。
Now we have to understand and recognize that it is not Peter who was great.
但是他的主何等的伟大。
But it is his Lord who was great.
不是彼得他爱主的那个爱有多么的大。
And it is not because Peter has this great love.
乃是他一生经历到我们的主何等的爱他。
But it is throughout his life how he has experienced the great love from the Lord.
我们能够爱主是因为主先爱了我们。
And we can love the Lord because he has first loved us.
今天我们只有来到主的面前说主啊求你更多用你的爱充满在我们的里面。
So now we could only come to work our Lord and said, Lord, please fill us with your love.
我们遇见了他我们被他的爱所充满。
And now how we can experience him and be filled with his love.
我们也才有可能向主说主啊我愿更多的爱你。
And now it has become possible that we could say we want to love you more.
我们一起来唱276首。
So now let's sing song 276 again.
主使我更爱你。
Lord, let us love you more.
和你更亲密。
To be closer within.
为你名更热心。
And more patience in suffering.
向你化更信。
And more sorrow for sin.
对你忧更关心。
And more faith in my Savior.
因你苦更平。
And more sense of his care.
更觉得你看顾。
And more joy in his service.
更完全顺服。
And more freedom in prayer.
我们求主天天扶持我们。
So come, my Savior, and help me.
给我们力量，保守我们。
Comfort, strengthen, and keep me.
哦，他使我们一生走窄路。
Though each moment will save me.
我们愿他心满意足。
Thou art saving me now.
弟兄姊妹，当我们唱的时候。
So, brothers and sisters, when we sing this song,
we know that
the Lord is calling upon every one of us.
你爱我吗?
And asking you, do you love me?
他也向我们发出呼召。
And just like now, he is calling upon us.
你愿意跟从我吗?
Are you willing to come and follow me?
你愿意牧养我的羊吗?
Are you willing to tend my sheep?
我们说主用你的爱充满我们。
And then we would say, Lord, please fill us with your love.
哦，主，我们需要你天天扶持我们。
And Lord, I need you to come and savior me every day.
保守我们。
To keep me.
弟兄姊妹，当你唱到哪一节，你愿意答应主的呼召，你可以站起来唱。
So brothers and sisters, when you sing, if you're willing to receive the Lord, I ask you to stand up and sing.